next case?
Case number 13187, Tony Tank Holdings seeks a special use exception for a temporary tent sale. Sections 115-72 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Code. The property is located to the south of Lighthouse Road, directly across from West Fenwick Boulevard. The 911 address is 36656 Lighthouse Road in Selbyville. The zoning district is B1. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 12, Parcel 94. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
And Mr. Chairman, I see we have Max Bushall. Did I get that right? He's previously been sworn this evening and does not need to be resworn in for this application.
You're free to present your case again.
Okay, you'll hear a similar presentation as to the last case. But again, we're proposing a 20-by-40 temporary tent structure to be erected at the proposed address. The nice thing about this property is that it is completely vacant and an undeveloped plot of land, so we feel we're able to add a little bit of commerce activity in an otherwise unused grass strip in this part of the state. We once again were able to operate at this location last year and saw success. The tent does sit in approximately the middle of this plot of land. Parking is able to be leveraged with the adjacent business, which we have worked out and arranged with that business. Traffic flow on this road and this location in particular is very advantageous for a retail commerce tent sale like this. Once again, it'll be staffed 24/7 by a professionally trained operator, visited every day by a trained and hired route manager that will report directly to us. We do have a lease arrangement with the landlord on this property as well. Similar lighting arrangement with a small generator, four small LED lights facing inward. No noise will be created through this. There's no speakers or anything of that nature as well. There will be a porta potty on site in the rear of the building, which is demonstrated on the plot map that was submitted to you. And that's pretty much it. Very similar operation.
So this is right there by the Goose Creek and the laundromat and all.
Yes, yes. Across from the Food Line.
Yes. Busy spot.
Yeah. It did well for us last year.
There's a Starbucks going right across the street as well. You expect about the same traffic?
I would expect a similar traffic, yeah.
We'll just pull in and kind of park along the brush line there?
Yes, yep.
Owner of the property is okay with that kind of traffic onto the...
Yes. Yep, the owner of this plot of land also owns the plot of land with the gas station. They're adjacent, and he's okay with that.
Are you looking to extend the period of time for this one also?
Would request 3 years.
Mr. Sharp, what happens if we extend it for the 3 years and then that property then gets developed within the 3 years? What occurs then?
Well, that's one of the reasons why we put the condition that the landlord consents required, because the lease that's in the record here is only for 1 year.
Understood.
So if we approve for longer than that, we want to make sure that the landlord okays it.
No complaints from this location last year?
No complaints.
Keeping the same hours?
Same hours.
Same place?
Yes.
Just a couple, I want to make sure I'm right. Hours of operation 9 to 9, and except on the 3rd and 4th where it could go to 11 p.m.?
Correct.
But it would start at 9. You have I don't hear you, is there a generator on this site as well?
Yes.
And the site next door, how far is the inventory going to be away from the gas pumps?
It's well over 50 feet without me knowing exactly, which is the NFPA 1124 requirement for fuel dispensing pumps. If I had to put a number to it, it's probably about closer to 200 feet from the closest dispensing pump.
How are you going to be handling trash from the site? Because there's nothing else here, right? Is there trash?
Trash is collected every day by the route manager. Everything is bagged and taken off site.
And the tent would be removed, the same as it'd be installed 3 days prior to and would be taken down by July 10th?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any further questions from the board? We can have a seat again. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13187? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13187? No further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13187 for Tony Tank Holdings for the requested special use exception pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. Because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. As part of this motion, I move that this approval be valid for a period of 3 years, operating from June 21st to July 4th. Tent location must be where it is on the picture given, and if it moves, must have written consent.
Have to come back to the board for
have to come back, use yeah. exception. Must have to come back to the board for a special use exception. The tent must be installed 3 days prior to and taken down on the 10th of July.
You want to put anything about the landlord consent for future years?
Oh, yes. And a required landlord consent for that location for the approval of future years.
Second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Lovingooth?
Aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13187 has also been approved.